Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
You know, Brooke, I gotta put my clown makeup on because I thought, since it's a holiday today, we might get to skip out on the drama.
Wow. Hollywood never sleeps, Arisha. That's the motto here.
I mean, so true. And this time, we're talking about talk show host Wendy Williams. She's been on a health-related break from her long-running show forever, and it just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, and now, you know, everyone's wondering if she's okay, including the most thoughtful people of all, her bank.
Yeah, who knew a bank could care so much?
Nothing says I love you quite like frozen assets.
Or overdraft fees. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, February 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I mean, I think we can all agree it's always good to be surrounded by people when things aren't going well, assuming their intentions are good.
Yeah. And you really gotta wonder if Wendy Williams has the right people around her these days, because honestly, things are kind of a mess in her life right now.
Yeah. I mean, she's been dealing with a ton of health issues that forced her to take a leave of absence from her show back in September. And she's still not back. And of course, now people are starting to think something's really wrong here.
Yeah.
So Wendy's hosted The Wendy Williams Show for 14 years.
Yeah. So she previously revealed that she has Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disorder that results in your body overproducing thyroid hormones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, symptoms include weight loss, anxiety, bulging eyes, fatigue. It's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And Wendy also tested positive for COVID in September. So that's not a great mix.
No,
at all.
No.
And when she stepped back from her show, she also underwent a voluntary psych evaluation. And back in September, TMZ reported that Wendy has struggled with mental health issues for quite some time. So it wasn't really a big shock to anyone.
Well, and then on top of that, things have also started to get really messy legally. So Wendy's bank, Wells Fargo, is claiming she's being exploited due to her mental health. And the response was to freeze her accounts. So then Wendy sent a letter to the court on February 4th stating that Wells Fargo denied her access to her financial accounts, assets, and statements for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah. So apparently this freeze came on the advice of Wendy's former financial advisor, Lori Schiller, who works for Wells Fargo. There's always a shady person involved. At the root.
Whose names start with L. What's that about?
Yes. My God. So Lori said that Wendy was of unsound mind, and the bank also submitted documents to the court on February 9th saying they have strong reason to believe that Wendy is the victim of undue influence and financial exploitation. And the documents state that Wells Fargo currently has several million dollars of Wendy's funds in its possession.
It just seems so weird that a bank would get so involved in something that's like personal and health related, probably. Like,
yeah,
it seems like a huge overreach. Like, what are you doing, Wells?
Yeah. Oh, you're on a first name basis with them. Mm-hmm. You mean business.
I can't call them Fargo.
True.
So as anybody would be, Wendy is not happy about this. She wants access to her money. So she and her lawyer have now gone after Wells Fargo. And on February 11th, they requested a temporary restraining order against Wells Fargo.
Right. So in the filing, Wendy says that the freezing of assets has caused and is causing imminent and irreparable financial harm to myself, my family, and my business. Mm-hmm. And she says she's been unable to make important payments, obviously, including her mortgage, paying her employees. And yeah. Wendy's also pissed that the bank basically chose to listen to her former financial advisor, mm-hmm. Lori, which is, that's weird. I feel like more is going to come out about this Lori character.
Like, I mean, it's just like this, she's not even her current financial advisor. Like, why would you not listen to the person whose account it is?
Right. Can we find out if Lori's following Jamie Spears on social media? Because, or is she him in a mask? We don't know. Mm. But Wendy and her lawyer say that Lori was fired due to malfeasance and improper conduct. And they claim Lori is just upset because she no longer has direct and unfettered access to Wendy's financial affairs.
That's what it looks like to me. It's just so weird that this person who has essentially no connection to Wendy now has got her paws deep in her accounts.
Yeah. As someone who understands this, not at all. I agree with you.
Armchair experts over here.
Yep.
But now it's, you know, Wendy's word against Lori and Wells Fargo. And while the bank is saying that Wendy's of unsound mind, don't know when the bank got their psychological degrees, but okay.
Yeah.
Wendy is, of course, saying it's all bullshit. She recently released a video on her Instagram account in the hopes of clearing up questions about her health. The video is 5 minutes long and she shot it on a beach in Florida.
Right. So in the video, Wendy is walking along the beach with her son, Kevin Hunter Jr., who's 21. He's like asking her questions, tells her a lot of people are wondering what she's up to. And then Wendy says she's been staying with her family, getting up early and working out. Her son like questions the working out, which is such a son thing to do. Like, chill out. and Wendy, in honestly true Wendy fashion, says, "Excuse me, you know I work out." And then Kevin also tells his mom that everyone is praying about her and wants to make sure she comes back stronger. And then Wendy replies, "Excuse me, I am going back stronger." So a lot of excuse me's here being thrown around.
Yeah, I mean, classic Wendy.
Very like, classic.
Yes. Wendy Williams, it's she Wendy Williams, the Wendy Williams video. Like, expect nothing less.
Yeah, that's the caption.
So, as is always the case when videos get released by celebrities, there's a lot of scrutiny. And while the video was meant to clear up questions and end the drama, it did end up opening up more for fans to talk about because there were some things that didn't quite add up.
Yeah, so at the start of the video, Wendy says she visits Florida because she's got real family here. Mother, father, sister, brother. But her mom passed away in 2020. And at another point, Wendy says, at 56 years old, there are things that happen to people. But Wendy is not 56. She's 57. She's going to be 58 in July. So some people are wondering if this video was actually shot a year ago and is just now being posted for PR reasons, like to make people think she's okay. Which, why would she have the foresight to record that video?
Yeah. I forget how old I am all the time.
Same.
So I mean, I remember when I was like 26 and I for most of the year thought I was still 25. Like, I just couldn't remember. So I don't know that that's necessarily indicative of anything.
Right. But her mom passing away is a little weird that she mentioned her mom. So I don't know.
Yeah. Obviously. But it's also the other thing is like 2020 was such a weird year. It's hard to keep track. I mean, I guess it's not hard to keep track if your mother's alive or not, but...
Right. Those things usually don't fall by the wayside. But I agree with you. Like, I hear 2020 was 2 years ago, and I'm like, no, it wasn't.
It's like we're still in 2020. It's 2020 right now.
Oh, my God. It's never a loop.
But, I mean, it does make sense that there are people that are worried about Wendy's health. These new rumors about her mental health, they're scary because she's had some very public health scares over the years. There was that, what turned into an incredible GIF, don't come at me for saying it, GIF, Brooke, of Wendy actually fainting on live TV in 2017. So she was dressed as the Statue of Liberty for her Halloween costume, and the audience watched her fall before the show went to a 6-minute commercial break. And after the break, she explained that she'd gotten overheated in her costume, hinting that menopause was the cause.
Yeah.
And then after she was diagnosed with Graves' disease in 2018, she took a 3-week break from the show.
I feel like you and I saw this video together for the first time. Like, I have this vivid memory of us watching that for some reason.
I mean, it's not in the context of now, it's not funny, but when I first saw it, I thought it was the funniest thing I'd seen because I thought she was acting. I thought it was like a performance.
Yes, it was confusing at first, but
it was a very Wendy Williams faint.
You have just a montage of her faints that you study? Like, wow, that was on brand for Wendy.
If somebody was like, how does Wendy Williams faint? That'd be it.
Okay. Great. So then in May of 2020, Wendy took more time off because of the Graves. And then just a couple of months ago, back in November, morning show host Ricky Smiley claimed that Wendy was confined to a wheelchair and showing signs of dementia, which I've heard a lot about. Like, I feel that's the overarching narrative, that she has dementia. That's all anybody's saying.
Yeah.
But then her brother, Tommy Williams Jr., denied this, saying, "We haven't had any alerts like that, and I haven't seen anything like that or have had conversations with her that would lead me to believe that."
First of all, where does Ricky Smiley, where's he getting his information? Like, was he hanging out with Wendy?
I mean, I don't know. I can't take him seriously with that name, so...
I used to listen to him when I was in Chicago.
Is that his real name or is that
I doubt it. I think that's just his like DJ name. But who knows? I mean, people have names.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of people that aren't Wendy Williams commenting on Wendy Williams's state. So that's kind of not great.
Yeah, right.
So obviously we do not know exactly what's going on with Wendy and her health. But things are definitely changing. There are reports coming out that she won't be returning to her show ever.
Right. So news outlet Love Be Scott has exclusively reported that Wendy's show is being canceled. And Sherry Shepherd was recently announced as the replacement for Wendy. And she's apparently going to take over with her own show. Sherry is best known for her time as a co-host on The View. And she was an audience favorite as a guest host when she had a rotating roster of guest hosts, but there was some drama there from what I heard. Obviously, who knows if that's true, but
I feel like there's always drama when it comes to hosting these daytime shows.
Oh, I know. God.
Like, it's not a daytime show if there's not drama.
Preach.
How else are you going to compete with soap operas?
Yeah, this is actually a good time to tell you I'm your evil twin.
Well, I just had your cousin's baby, so.
No.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.